from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, we will do our summer games draft. Team Dukes, Team Bell, and then we'll see where things go. Not sure who you're thinking about if you do win this coin toss, Mike, about who you might want to pick first, but I have an idea.
Oh, no, I did some tremendous evaluations. It was the best evaluations you've ever seen.
Okay.
No, I've got now, again, a lot of guys, the guys that I would really build my team around, you can't use because they're busy engineering the program. Obviously, I would start with the Big O. Orrin would be the bedrock. He'd be my Jonathan Ogden.
Okay.
You know, he'd be my Hall of Fame left tackle over there, but he's not able to do this, so we got to go with the producers, you know, which is, in some cases, there is a tremendous drop in physical fitness. So we do have to try to, you know, I guess hopefully the cream will rise to the top, but we'll try to find the best athletes available. But I've got a plan using sabermetrics and Dianetics. I think you're really going to enjoy this.
Okay. I just totally made that last part. I've never heard of that. All right, so that's going to happen in 20 minutes. I have an idea of who I want to go with. I hope I can build the perfect team, and we can.
I want toughness. I want mental and physical toughness.
I don't know if I want that. I mean, we are talking about some of these games. I need some thinking in this involved. So I don't know.
We got pickleball, axe throwing.
Yeah,
right?
board games, etc.
Right, like
cornhole.
Like, and
a cornhole?
Yeah.
You don't want a tough cornhole player?
No, I want thinking. I need logic.
I want brute force and just the guy that like overturns the clubhouse spread. I want the animals out there. I want a little bit of maniac.
All right, that's going down in about 15 minutes. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league. This is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
All right, well, we made a big deal out of it. I think everybody made a big deal out of it. He's not making a big deal out of it. And I'm talking about Dak Prescott, who says the whole boot thing is literally absolutely nothing. Mike, he says, look, I'm getting older. These are his words, okay? He says, I got to watch out how I train, and sometimes I train a little extra hard, and you know, we were going on a fishing trip down there in Mexico, so I want to make sure that I had stability on my ankle, you know. But there's nothing wrong. I mean, honestly, that's all. Nothing's happening. He said he had a couple of hard days of training, and he was a little sore. So this was the precaution that he took to make sure that nothing happened. Are you believing this? Are you buying this from Dak Prescott?
I mean, it's when you have had that issue, the issues, you know, the agony of defeat.
Yeah.
And somebody sees you walking around like, what, Chester from Gunsmoke? Marshall Dillon. You know, I would say there's something to see there. You know, now we had something on a much different scale with Bijan when he wasn't able to compete in the mini camp. But you know, we were told, presumably truthfully, that he was just probably overtrained a little bit this summer because he's, you know, this spring he's working his butt off. But in the case of Dak, you know, you're about to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
That's right.
You know what's going on here.
Yeah. He was speaking from his annual football camp in Texas. So he was back, obviously, from Cabo. But that happened, I guess, a couple of weeks ago when that picture was taken, and then it got out. So anyways, he says, honestly, that's the deal. There's nothing to see. Nothing to see here. Mm-hmm. So there's literally absolutely nothing wrong. Okay. We'll take him for his word. Meanwhile, Carson Wentz, guys, is embracing his role as Patrick Mahomes' backup. Think about this. Just a few short years ago, Mike, we were talking about Carson Wentz. The Eagles gave him a big deal, and then he was done. And he went from potential MVP candidate to starter to backup to now backup. And he's saying, yeah, listen, I'm embracing this. I'm coming here with the Chiefs. I know my role. And he is, he says, I'm still trying to find my place. But at the end of the day, Carson Wentz, Mike, I think he's not looked at as a starter around the league anymore.
You know what he is? Damaged goods.
Yes.
Yeah, you just look at him as a guy that, oh, Carson Wentz signed a contract to wear a baseball hat and be the emergency. You don't see it in him. It's amazing, though, because if he doesn't break his leg or have that injury, does things go differently?
Maybe.
Because he was on pace for an MVP season when he got hurt in the L.A. Coliseum, and then they were able to go win it with Foles and the Philly special and all that. And then remember the chinks in the armor started with a lot of people in that locker room. Because, you know, Philly, the media, here in Atlanta, the media might hear something, not going to run with it. In Philly, they run with everything. And the story was he just wasn't liked in that locker room.
Yeah. He's not a leader. And that's not me saying that. That's what I've heard. Mm-hmm. And then he went to Indianapolis, and then that's what you saw. He didn't lead there. And, Mike, a coach put his job on the line to bring him there. So that's what Carson Wentz is doing. By the way, if you're wondering, that means he'll be here when the Chiefs come in. And we did a preview yesterday with our Chiefs guy. But Carson Wentz is backing up Mahomes in Kansas City. Hey, what about Max Crosby, Mike? Because he says if he can be fully healthy, he believes that the Raiders can be competitive.
What?
Now, listen.
What? But Minshew a quarterback?
You still need a quarterback.
Get out of here.
You still. I don't care if he has 25 sacks. It doesn't matter. Their offense is abysmal. When I'm looking at the Raiders right now, and again, Davante Adams and who? Josh Jacobs is gone. Who?
Yeah, Josh Jacobs is in Green Bay. You're right.
Who?
Yeah, man. It's oh, by the way, Davante Adams to Josh Jacobs. You hold it down in Green Bay. I'll hold it down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think Davante, that's a dude we keep waiting to see them trade and just go back to basics on this. You know, they ran the dice, rolled the dice, I should say, with Gruden, and that thing didn't work out. Mayock pulled some really bad, bad picks. Now, you know, they held on to a – they probably should have held on to – who's the interim coach that took over? That was probably a nice play. Remember a couple of years – Bisaccia. Remember a couple of years back?
Yeah, he should have got the job.
That seemed to be the guy that probably was the right fit. But look, I like what they've got now, and hopefully it does work. But, yeah, you just look at the Raiders. You just don't – you don't envision them hosting the Lombardi Trophy anytime soon, do you?
No, Max Crosby is one of the best edge rushers in the league. He started his offseason program, by the way, January 22nd. Dude is a beast. But he just talked about, like, hey, if we can be healthy – Raiders defense is going to be decent. Like, guys, we don't forget, like, they went into Kansas City, handled business at the end of the season last year.
They looked like such badass. They looked like Antonio Pierce. They looked like such a badass team. That's kind of how he won over that job. Crosby, we talked about it earlier this week. He did that big pass rush summit that all those guys like Von Miller and everyone else gets in on. So he's always improving his craft. But Gardner Minshew is going to pop for a little bit. You're not going to win anything with him, especially in that division. I'm really excited to see what the Chargers do with Harbaugh. You know what Herbert's going to look like. But yeah, if you're and don't forget Denver. I guess if who do you put Denver over the Raiders just because of Sean Payton?
I got to see who the quarterback is. Like again, he's got three guys, and I don't know who the leader in the clubhouse is right now.
You could argue Antonio Pierce will have them tough enough, you know, and kind of and physically. Who just went from Duke to Texas A&M? That's the kind of like business model they got, and so it's going to be consistent, but it's going to be enough to get you into the playoffs. That's the question.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we talked about Cameron Sutton suspended for the first eight games. It's big for us because that means we won't see him that first week of the season. Cornerback for the Steelers. He was there, left, and then came back. They signed him to a minimal deal, Mike, but basically it was a domestic violence arrest. NFL did an investigation, and then they suspended Cam Stewart.
And there was more,
or Sutton, should I say.
More than just smoke to take that kind of heat, right, that kind of penalty on him. So, again, you got to make better decisions, man. Speaking of better decisions, interesting, the legal fight about Brett Favre going after Shannon Sharpe apparently is back on track.
Okay.
Now, for those who don't remember, there was that story about Brett Favre using pressure to get money spent that was supposed to be earmarked, at least reportedly earmarked, for underprivileged folks in Mississippi. to go to building a volleyball stadium at Southern Miss.
That's right.
If I remember correctly.
That's right.
Well, there was a story, and at the time, Shannon Sharp basically said he took, I'm not allowed to do the Shannon Sharp impression. You can. Stole money from people that really needed that money.
Yeah.
And that would be someone would have to be a sorry person to steal from the lowest of the low.
Yeah.
It but, didn't look good. I mean, Favre, right. That was a bad look for him, man.
Now, the lower court, when Brett tried to go after Sharp, I love this. This is the funniest line I'm going to hear all day. I'm going to read all day. The lower court dismissed Brett's case, reasoning that Sharp's comments were protected by First Amendment as, quote, rhetorical hyperbole, which some would say is everything that's on Fox and ESPN these days. that could be a great name for a podcast, rhetorical hyperbole.
Yeah.
But now the legal question is, somebody else, could a reasonable listener interpret Sharp's comments as indicating that Brett Favre actually stole money from Mississippi residents? I think most people get it. He was speaking sort of euphemistically.
He was. And I also think, you know, when that story came out, it was just like, Brett Favre, you're from there. You're going to tell me you just couldn't come out and say, hey, we're trying to raise money right. And do this the right way?
And just take more of your own nest egg and
correct.
Stick it. If your daughter's got to play in a palace to play volleyball, then just you pass the hat. I'm exactly right on that one.
Yeah.
Hey, we just mentioned the Raiders. Just saw the story just popped up on Pro Football Talk. It is kind of cool. We've got some neat minority owners, and minority owners happen to be minorities, like Warwick Dunn with the Falcons and others. Richard Seymour joins forces with Tom Brady. He's got a piece of the Raiders ownership. The former Georgia Bulldog, one of the best to ever dress out on defensive line, now has a piece as a minority partner with the Raiders.
Guess what's up? I'd love to see more guys do that.
Right.
Not everybody can, nor do they want to, but I'd love to see more guys.
And
do
by
it.
The way, it's not just like, you know, a figurehead or just, you know, like, you know, it's actually, if they, according to Pro Football Talk, if you add up Brady and Seymour's percentage, they own 10% of the team.
That's great. Seriously. And then that ultimately leads to an opportunity down
right.
the road, Mike, to potentially own one of these teams. A lot of these owners now were. You know, Tepper was like mm-hmm. that. I mean, he was a minority owner and then got an opportunity to buy the Panthers. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. NFL Blitz brought to you again by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. And again, this hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
Hey, man, we all know that Sergeant Slogan Dan Quinn likes doing hard with really good people. Well, apparently the Commanders will be sporting gold britches at times this year, Carl.
Mm.
Yeah, they announced today that they're bringing back gold pants into their unis. They last wore them in Week 17 of 2018. That's before they switched over to the Commanders. Remember, they went through all that, you know, they were the Washington football team.
The name
and
changes,
all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, they apparently wore gold pants through 78. I don't remember that, but apparently they're bringing back some stuff. You're going to see some wacky uniforms. The Giants are bringing back stuff from, like, the Great Depression. That they're going to be their throwbacks.
I don't like those.
Yeah, a lot of people said they should have stayed in the Great Depression because they just looked god-awful. But we shall see if people actually order these things and start wearing them.
Yeah, I don't like some of those throwbacks are not good. They just don't look good. But I get it. You're trying to, bridge the gap between the past and the present and do all those things. It's fine. I wish we, and I'm talking about Falcon fans, we talk about those red helmets. I wish we used those more. I just
think the red helmets with our black uniforms, with the white pants, with the stripes, to me, it's the white pants just pop. It's clean. I think everybody loves those old, the red lids. Now maybe it's because I got here in 98, so I was here for that Super Bowl run. I've always liked the silver britches, the Dirty Bird era, you know, the big Chuck Smith, you know, Chris Chandler, Jamal Anderson.
Team had attitude, man.
Yeah, I like those, man. And that's back when the shoulder pads are big.
Yeah.
But
And the neck braces.
It's true, man. Chandler coming off the field looking through his ear hole, his hair would all be askew. But anyway, yeah, I'm with you. The other one that it's funny, I mentioned this to you a few weeks ago in Guy Talk. Whenever they do a poll amongst their fans, it's like 2-1, or some cases 70% of the fans, the Dolphins fans all want the old uniforms back.
Yeah.
Like the old Happy Dolphin on the Sunburst logo, not what they have today, which nobody seems to dig.
Yeah, change is good.
Right.
But it's not always the right thing. Like, it's not always the best thing. And so, especially when you're talking about tradition and uniforms and whatnot. Hey, coming up, summer games. And if you're not familiar with what they are and what it is, Mike and I are going to explain. But we're also going to draft Team Dukes, Team Bell. And these two teams will participate as part of us being out over the next few days.
Are we flipping a coin for this?
Yeah, we'll do it in the break, and then we'll come back, and that way we don't waste a lot of time on, you know, who's going to flip and what you're calling in the air. Lake Lanier Islands, Game Changers, Pickleball Social, and then at Margaritaville. So that's going to happen Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and whomever we pick on our teams are going to participate. It's our producers here at the station. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. So stay
right.
tuned. Find out how this all goes down. I know who I'm eyeing if I get the first pick.
Oh.
Stay there.
I'm getting a guy who's loco.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, it's official. We are about to draft for our summer games. Mike and I will be on location, Lake Lanier Islands, Game Changers, Pickleball Social on Thursday, and then at Margaritaville. And while we are there, we're going to have a variety of games that are going to be going on, okay? And we're going to have a lot of fun with this. But our producers, we are about to draft from our slot of producers.
Right.
And Wednesday's going to be axe throwing and Game Changers, just so you guys know the competitions. Thursday, board games at Pickleball and Social, and then Friday, Cornhole at Margaritaville. But with that said, Mike, we've got to flip a coin to see who gets the first pick,
yeah,
and Mike Conti is in here.
And that's a bunch of nonsense. We actually did rock, paper, scissors. I thought you kind of were cheating, but you do get...
Me?
You won the rock, paper, scissors, so I guess you get to call the coin toss.
All right, so I am going to do this. Mike Conti, by the way, good to have you in here.
Good to be here.
Commissioner Conti, good day.
Self-appointed commissioner of summer games.
Yes.
We've got the U.S. Mint to commission a special coin here.
Oh, wow.
And heads is Fricky. And tails is going to be Mike Bell.
Okay.
So I'm going to let Carl call it in the air.
Okay.
Is it going to be Fricky or Mike Bell?
I'm going to. You said heads is Fricky?
Heads is Fricky.
Well, I gotta go with Fricky.
Right. It's actually a real quarter.
Yes.
It's not U.S. Mint commission. Okay.
All right. I got to go with Fricky.
Carl goes heads. Here's the flip. And it's going to bounce away from me and land on heads.
Hey! Oh, Ricky. Yeah!
Ricky gets the first pick. Choose wisely.
Woo!
Choose wisely here from our pool.
We only got like 2 athletes out of 6 producers.
Wait,
but these are unathletic.
I mean, I'm sorry. Yes. I know, but the fighting spirit, Mike, the fighting spirit.
Yeah!
All right. All right. All right, what do you got? There's, by the way, are you going to be... In fantasy league, came through dripping. What's your team going to be called here?
Thank you, Orange. It's simple. It's this team, Duke's team, Bell.
All right.
We're going to make it simple for our listeners. So when we talk about these guys, and my team will be performers.
All right, so who are you taking?
They will be overachievers.
Who are you taking with your first selection?
All right. Wait, before he makes his selection, what qualities are you looking for? This is a number one overall pick.
Yes, it is.
What qualities are you looking
for? Well, I need someone to be able to think.
The ethos.
Yes. Thank you, Landry Fields. I think both Carl and I are looking for an ethos, a playing personality for our squads for the 92-9 games.
I need someone who can think on their feet, right? Change in a heartbeat. Like, be able to turn it on and turn it off and not get caught up in the emotion if we are down in any of these events. I need someone who is a natural athlete, Mike, because guess what? Some of this stuff is going to take some athleticism, and I'm looking for a thinker. That first pick for me is going to be quite easy, guys. Team Duke selects Joe Patrick as the first overall pick.
You suck.
Joe Patrick. Now, I played golf with Joe.
I wanted Joe.
This dude hits the ball like 400 yards off the tee, and I'm like, all right, can he do it again? Ting! He did it over and over. I'm like, man, he's got athleticism. He's smart. He does everything that I'm looking for. Joe Patrick, welcome to Team Dukes.
I would have probably gone that route. You know, when you see him when they do the media tournament up there at Atlanta United, I mean, even despite his pear shape, he's an amazing athlete who covers a tremendous amount of ground and gives as good as he gets. So I would have probably gone there. But I will go. Put me on the clock, Arm. With the first selection of the game, Summer Games, I'm going to go with a guy who brings mental toughness. And I shared a house with this guy for the LSU-Florida State game down in Orlando. I've never seen a guy root for a regular season game the way this guy did. Now, granted, there were some drinking involved. I'm going to go with our own Josh Donaldson. I'm going to go with our own Jock Peterson. I'm going with a guy who brings the intangibles. I'm going with Big Bo Johnson.
Whoa!
That's right.
I wanted Bo Johnson.
Well, you should have picked him, Sparky. You went with Joe Patrick. I went with a guy who will choke somebody out in this thing. A guy who's got that crazy Cajun blood coursing through his veins.
He is crazy.
And he may be the most natural-looking athlete of the bunch.
No, it's true. Well.
He's wiry.
What headband Sinewy. Is he going to wear? That's my question. What bandana is he going to wear? Right.
By the way, leaving after Florida State came back in the second half and smoked LSU, you knew he was upset. Because like his girlfriend's like, you okay? He's like, I'm fine.
He wasn't talking. He wasn't talking.
It's a very long ride back to the house.
All right.
Let's go. You're up next.
Bo Johnson, that's a good pick. Right. Bo, good luck now that you're on the opposing team. All right, with our next pick, Team Dukes is going to select Abe Gordon, baby.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Abe Gordon.
You can have him.
What? Abe is an athlete. He's a competitor. Yeah. He's smart.
Disruptive force in the clubhouse.
He is going to be focused. I'm going to make sure he is focused for the task at hand. Abe Gordon.
Good and terrible.
Welcome to the team. Mm. Oh, I love the way this is shaping up, Mike. I love the way my team's looking right now.
All right, man. Well,
move this man.
Abe he's a polarizing figure. Oh. I mean, as we said yesterday when we were having the show, Carl said I was in a tizzy over the Hawks' last moves.
You were.
And I actually pulled an Abe Gordon where the discussion continued during the commercial break. Normally I just shut up.
Well, I'm glad you said this because
I was in full Abe mode.
Abe, once we discuss strategy, we're going to be done with it. Okay.
Good luck with that.
We're not continuing to talk about it.
You're going to discuss strategy with Abe?
Yes.
Truly good luck with that, Carl.
Well,
yes.
No. I mean, he wants to go on and on. Abe, just know you're on the squad, but we're not going to discuss strategy over and over and over.
Well, if this is your team is the Bronx Zoo, you just drafted Reggie Jackson. Okay. Because that's a guy, if there's anything he doesn't like, he's going to the media. He's going to undercut, just the way he undercut Billy Martin.
Abe's going to do that?
He's going to undercut your authority.
He better not.
The tactical error. Put me on the clock, Orin. I've got the move.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
I need a dude who can handle pressure.
Don't do it.
I need a guy who is athletic and prolific. Day-Day Lewis.
It's a good pick.
Thank you.
It's a good pick. I mean, I can't complain about that. And there's this thing.
If you can manage.
Day-Day's a quiet killer, man.
He is. He's an assassin.
He is.
He is Jerry Rice meets Clay Thompson. Yes, a healthy Clay Thompson.
He is. He's a quiet killer.
What do you think? Or you like the selected Day-Day, man?
Sure.
Well, that was not really instilling confidence.
Well, I see Mike's strategy versus Carl's strategy. Carl's taking a little more meat on the bone.
Yeah.
He wants to be able to sustain any injuries that may pop up. And Mike's just taking sleek and speed, pure athleticism.
Thank you.
All right, fair enough. Put me back on the clock.
And if you're just joining us, we are selecting our teams for our summer games, again, to be played out over the next few days at various locations with different events.
And it's from a pool of our producers here at 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, correct. And I'm looking at the list, man. A lot of good people on this list.
Actually, only two people left on this list.
There's a lot of good people left.
It's a producer list. I mean, it's not like we're going 16 rounds.
Would you shut up and play along?
You don't want me, man.
There's a lot of good people on this list. But I'm going to pick the last one that I think is going to make the difference for my team.
Okay.
I'm going with Dylan Matthews, baby.
Dylan. All right, you know what?
Woo!
I respect that.
Dylan.
Dylan puts the work in. There's often days we come in here at like 1:30 and he's still here.
He's a workaholic.
I mean, he just doesn't want to be at home.
Either that or Bo makes him stay late. Either way, he is on Team Dukes. Dylan, let's get this done. I know he's going to have enthusiasm.
We need you here.
Yes. Now, Carl, that's a bold strategy because you know Dylan is going to have to be up at 2:30 in the morning the day of the event.
He might be a little tired?
He might be coming in a little jet lag.
Take a nap, son. I need you fresh. Take a nap.
All right, so tomorrow we start this whole shebang. And again, tell us where we're going to be on Wednesday.
Tomorrow we are at Game Changers up at Lake Lanier Islands. And then Pickleball Social, that's up north as well, up there on Thursday. And then Margaritaville for Friday, which is going to be, what's the event? Oh, Friday is going to be Cornhole.
Right on.
Cornhole!
All right, so I got the final selection in this draft then. All right, put me on the clock. With the third selection in the 929 The Game's summer draft, I'm going to go with something you've got to have in every sport, whether it's basketball, whether it's football, anything you're going to compete at. You need the plucky, short, white guy.
Oh, that's not right.
And I'm going to go with Garrett Chapman.
Oh, that's not right.
Our version of Jack McBrayer from 30 Rock. Oakley Doakley. Our version of Fix It Felix. Effervescent personality, bubbly.
He
will be our Julian Edelman. He will be our secret weapon. You've got to have a plucky white guy. Much like who's the guy that comes off the bench? Garrett Matthews?
Yes.
I'm going to go with Chapman. I think that's a win right there.
I'll say this. Garrett's a competitor, man. He is. And he likes to win. You know what? This thing may get a little bit nasty. I'm just telling you right now. Because I know Abe is not going to take this lightly. Mm-hmm. I know my team, Dylan Matthews, Joe Patrick. We're ready to rock. I love this team right now.
I got toughness. I've got toughness. I got Bo Johnson, Day-Day Lewis, and I'm finally going again with the plucky white guy, Garrett Chapman. And there it is, the Dukes and the Bell team. It all begins tomorrow. Join the party.
Yes. And by the way, we will pick alternatives in case somebody gets hurt. Okay, just so you guys know, we will get a chance to pick one alternative to have on Team Bell or Team Dukes just in case, because you never know how these things play out.
Right.
I'm hoping that pretty much everybody on Team Bell gets hurt and we win this thing. But we will pick an alternative. So if that's the case,
I'll take Caitlin Clark as my alternate.
If you're saying, hey, who are those guys? Obviously, Caleb Johnson. We have other producers that are basically on standby in case we need them, Mike. And I don't know if we will, but we might need them. All right. Man. Like your team?
I like what I got. I think I've got a nice. First off, I've got diversity, and I've got toughness.
Did you just say that?
Yes, I do. I just think Bo is a guy who's just he's just nasty. Like, I mean, he competes. You hear about him coaching the daughter's softball team.
He goes hard. He goes hard.
Right. So there you go. I like the squad.
All right, man. I think you guys will be drinking before us, though. 404-726-0929. That is our number. It is also our text line. We have made our draft official. Team Dukes.
You deal with Abe. I'm not dealing with that headache.
Well, look, Abe's great. He's going to be great for the team. He's going to do all the things we need him to do.
He won't stop talking. You've got to deal with that. That's not your watch.
Abe, once we finish talking strategy, we're done. Okay, that's the rule. All right, man, we got a lot more to get to.
Good and terrible.
Yeah, man, no man's on the way. Also coming up, we'll talk some dogs. Kalen DeBoer, what's going on at Alabama as we get ready for SEC Media Days? We'll tell you all about that. But when we come back, Turtles got Yeah Man, No Man next. Lots of fun with our draft. Guys are hitting us up saying, wait a minute, no personalities are being picked? No, Mike, it was all producers.
Yeah, I mean, don't look at me, man. You know, Turtle's got to produce our show. It takes a village to run this show. Oren's got to press the buttons.
I'm paid to talk.
True. But Billy has moved on as a producer. Now he's on air. He is now the meat man, as you hear on the morning show, on the morning shift.
So it was all producers, and that is, again, that's why we did not pick any of our on-air talent. But we're going to have a lot of fun with this. All right. Coming up on the show, by the way, Mike and I were just talking about some college football news. We are gearing up for SEC Media Days. We are also looking around what else is going on with college football. I just asked Oren and Turtle about this because I saw an ad, or actually I guess it was some kind of promo for the new EA Sports college football game, which is coming back out. And I was like, "What is it out?" And apparently the release date is July 19th. Is that right? July 19th?
Okay.
So for all you college football fans that want to play the game and you're like, "Hey, I got to check this out again," or you were a fan of the game years ago, we know why it went away now with NIL back. And by the way, Arch Manning at Texas has opted back into that. I think guys get like $600 or something, Mike. Right. It's nothing significant, but the fact is you get to see yourself on the game and play yourself. But it actually comes out July 19th.
And coming up also, guys, I know there's been a lot of legal wrangling between FSU and maybe Clemson, North Carolina, just waiting to see what Florida State can do. But their lawsuit with the ACC trying to get out of this contract and trying to look at the contract. So there's some new wrinkles. We'll get into that at 4 o'clock because it does have major ramifications for ACC schools, including Georgia Tech.
This hour brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, what's going on today, my man?
Well, I come bearing good tidings, gentlemen. MLB.com and a, quote, panel of experts have released their midseason Cy Young rankings.
Okay.
And our very own Christopher Sale is ranked number one. I'll give you the top five, and then I have a question. Chris Sale, number one. Zach Wheeler, number two. Ranger Suarez, number three. Tyler Glasnow, now with the Dodgers, number four. And Logan Webb of the Giants rounds out your top five. But here's the question. Yeah, man, no man. Does Chris Sale finish in the top two of NL Cy Young voting?
Well, let's hope that he does. That means that we're hopefully going to be in number one in the wild card and maybe still battling with those Phillies. We're down to 7.5, by the way, with the win last night. Yeah, why not? He's looking great.
Yeah, I'm just looking at these other names. Wheeler's great. Glasnow's been good. All these guys have been really good.
What if Skeens doesn't lose any games?
Yeah,
Well, he's 5-0 right now. Right.
Where the heck is Reynaldo Lopez on this list?
It's a great question because he's got the lowest ERA of anybody in baseball. I totally agree with that.
Is it a rep thing? Guys living off rep like the Pro Bowl?
Well, no. I mean, I think part of it is, you know, maybe Mike, he's not as known as some of these other brand names that we're talking about. But Sale is 11-3 with a 2.7 ERA. He's tied for the league in major leagues with victories. If you're asking me, is he going to finish one or two in the Cy Young, I would absolutely say, yeah, man. There's no doubt. I think Sale came in with something to prove. And then as the season has gone along, would you say he's been our stopper or is it Reynaldo Lopez? Like, when I say that, guys, I'm talking about when we needed a dub, we've been struggling, we're losing a series, and one of these guys is throwing, I feel pretty good. And I haven't looked up the information, Mike, to see whether or not, you know, that has played out this season. But it feels that way. It feels like when we need a great start, Sale or Reynaldo Lopez has been the guy to give us that start, right. And then we ultimately win the game.
And Sale is top six in strikeouts. As you know, as Chris is giving his rep on this one, I mean, yeah, there's no reason why he can't because he really has kind of recaptured. Again, credit to Alex for betting on the come. Remember a lot of folks, oh, you can't trade Grissom. Working out pretty good right now.
Yeah, exactly. Again, but my only concern with this list is you got to have Lopez in the top.
I agree with
He's not top five?
I agree with you.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's completely disrespectful.
Well, again, Bob Nightingale won't say the word Braves, Carl. So,
yeah, he is Sale is eighth in ERA. So he is top 10 in all the major categories that you would say, hey, what kind of year is he having? He's having a great year. And we said yesterday, for those who missed it, he is going to pitch tonight, which means he'll probably pitch on Sunday, which means he will pitch right before the All-Star break. He probably will not. You will not see him in the All-Star
Fine
game.
By me.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as we know what he's accomplished, I don't need to see him throw a BS inning in an All-Star game. All right, so you guys ever sign up for one of these notification systems on your phone, whether it's for movies or concerts or, Mike, maybe even cars or racing, that anytime there's a big event, you get a notification on your phone?
I do.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So I have those for the electronic music scene in Atlanta.
Okay. Oomst, oomst, oomst.
I get a notification anytime a big artist comes to town. Well, how about the one I got this afternoon, gentlemen? Austin Mills will be accompanied by none other than Bijan Robinson at District Nightclub on July 20th.
District's a nice spot, man.
So how about you tell me that EDM isn't what's popping right now?
No, it is.
Come on, guys.
No, listen, it's got an amazing following worldwide. Listen, Tiesto and all these guys have helped grow this genre of music. That's a nice venue, by the way. We were there a couple of years ago for a Halloween party. It's a nice spot. So when is that going down?
July 20th. Bijan Robinson will take the stage with Austin Mills.
Okay.
So you're saying that Bijan joins Landry Fields as far as high-profile sports figures who love EDM?
Oh, well, when you put it that way, Mike Pell. I may be taking back this entire story. Right? But yeah, I just think that's pretty cool. I might go check it out.
All right. So let me ask you this now. What's the cost to get up in there? Well, what are we talking about? Do you know?
I think it's at least $50, $60.
Okay. All right.
Because now you're not just appealing to electronic music fans. You now you're appealing
fans.
To sports fans.
Yeah.
You want to go see their guy in an intimate, unique setting.
Yeah. He'll be in a table upstairs. You guys will look at him. I'm curious, though, to see, you know, how it plays out. Listen, Atlanta gets a lot of this stuff, though, right? I know you were always talking about it.
They get the biggest headlines.
But we did confirm that he's going to be there, because sometimes, you know, not saying these folks are unscrupulous, but in the past, Carl knows from, we've been in the music game before we get on the talk side of it a lot of times, and sometimes it happens here in Atlanta, a club will promote somebody and the celebrity will have no idea that they're using his name, image like this, or talking about him being there. This is legit, right?
Well, if Bijan's listening and there's an issue with anything I just said, right. You got the number.
All right,
Vassity, give us a call.
B, you going to be there. He'll be there. All right, that's cool, man.
All right, so one more before we get out of here. The question is, will they, won't they? Another article has come out about the contract progression between Tua and the Dolphins. Reported amicable talks, but not close on a final number. If I set the over-under annual salary for Tua Tagovailoa at $49.5 million, are you taking over or under?
And that would be the same as Goff?
That would be a little bit, bit less than Goff.
Yeah, that's what he's worth. Based on what you and I have had this conversation, the number you and I were watching yesterday on NFL Network, the Dolphins were like 1-5 against teams that were over 500. They won all their games against teams that were under 500 last year. I'm still not sold on that whole thing.
Yeah, I just don't. He's not Goff for me. Goff is a proven entity in the NFL over a decade. Like, and has been to a Super Bowl and should have went to one last year.
Right.
He's not Goff. Numbers-wise, last year he had his best year, and it's the first time he's been healthy. It's my concern. I'm going to go under. I don't think that 49, that's, man, I've said it. The 50 just sounds crazy to me with Tua. But I know, to Mike's point, it is the going rate, and we're seeing guys get it, whether they're deserving or not. I had to say this to a guy the other day as we were talking about the NBA. Here's the reality we got to come to, sports fans. There are going to be more max guys than there are actually max guys. And part of that is because of the money going up and continuing to grow, you're going to have average players. It's just what it is.
Making big money.
Way more than they should. And we just got to come to terms with it. It used to be only the superstars got that kind of money. That's not the case now. Especially in the NBA, Mike. Your 15th guy on the bench could be making $25 million.
Like the pay scale in the NBA is so far out of whack, it's not even funny. But you know, the TV contracts allow the owners to pay this kind of loot just like they do in the NFL. They will at some point have to create, we talked about this last month, a special kind of exemption for one of your players. Like you get like a bird exemption for your high-paid wide receiver, your high-paid quarterback. And that's the only way it's going to be tenable.
Another example today, Cade Cunningham got like almost $300 million.
I know, and what's he done?
He's done nothing.
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 Scotty Barnes with Toronto gets a max
deal. Talk about Scotty Barnes. He's the best player in the league.
These are good players, man, but they are not.
No.
They are not Michael Jordan and LeBron.
If you don't recognize him when you see the photo of them, you're not one of the greatest players in the league.
But guess what? That's where the quarterback market is.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily matter if you feel like whether Tua has been healthy or not or whether he's a franchise quarterback. This is what is going to happen. And you're going to have average quarterbacks making a lot of money. It's just where we're at.
All right. With that said, I demand a raise to $49.5 million. Oren hit my music.
Oren took us to inside the club there with that EDM, right? That's good.
I mean, I've learned I don't want to poop on it. If you enjoy it, Chris, you enjoy it. Don't you tell
me that. Oh, very nice, Oren.
Yeah. All this stuff sounds exactly the same to me.
they say that about country.
All of country music sounds exactly the same.
They say it about all forms. Hey, man, coming up, can Alabama be a true playoff contender this year with Jalen Milroe back? Stay there. We're going to talk about that and what else is going on around college football next. Lots of fun with our draft. Guys are hitting us up saying, wait a minute, no personalities are being picked? No, Mike, it was all producers.
Yeah, I mean, don't look at me, man. You know, Turtle's got to produce our show. It takes a village to run this show. Oren's got to press the buttons.
I'm paid to talk.
True. But Billy has moved on as a producer. Now he's on air. He is now the meat man, as you hear on the morning show, on the morning shift.
So it was all producers, and that is, again, that's why we did not pick any of our on-air talent. But we're going to have a lot of fun with this. All right. Coming up on the show, by the way, Mike and I were just talking about some college football news. We are gearing up for SEC Media Days. We are also looking around what else is going on with college football. I just asked Oren and Turtle about this because I saw an ad, or actually I guess it was some kind of promo for the new EA Sports college football game, which is coming back out. And I was like, "What is it out?" And apparently the release date is July 19th. Is that right? July 19th?
Okay.
So for all you college football fans that want to play the game and you're like, hey, I got to check this out again, or you were a fan of the game years ago, we know why it went away now with NIL back. And by the way, Arch Manning of Texas has opted back into that. I think guys get like $600 or something, Mike. Right. It's nothing significant, but the fact is you get to see yourself on the game and play yourself. But it actually comes out July 19th.
And coming up also, guys, I know there's been a lot of legal wrangling between FSU and maybe Clemson, North Carolina, just waiting to see what Florida State can do. But their lawsuit with the ACC trying to get out of this contract and trying to look at the contract. So there's some new wrinkles. We'll get into that at 4 o'clock because it does have major ramifications for ACC schools, including Georgia Tech.
This hour brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Let's get to you. Yeah, man, no man.
It's time for Yeah, Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, what's going on today, my man?
Well, I come bearing good tidings, gentlemen. MLB.com and a, quote, panel of experts have released their midseason Cy Young rankings.
Okay.
And our very own Christopher Sale is ranked number one. I'll give you the top five, and then I have a question. Chris Sale, number one. Zach Wheeler, number two. Ranger Suarez, number three. Tyler Glasnow, now with the Dodgers, number four. And Logan Webb of the Giants rounds out your top five. But here's the question. Yeah, man, no man. Does Chris Sale finish in the top two of NL Cy Young voting?
Well, let's hope that he does. That means that we're hopefully going to be in number one in the wild card and maybe still battling with those Phillies. We're down to 7.5, by the way, with the win last night. Yeah, why not? He's looking great.
Yeah, I'm just looking at these other names. Wheeler's great. Glasnow's been good. All these guys have been really good.
What if Skeens doesn't lose any games?
Yeah,
Well, he's 5-0 right question. Now. Right.
Where the heck is Reynaldo Lopez on this list?
It's a great question because he's got the lowest ERA of anybody in baseball. I totally agree with that.
Is it a rep thing? Guys living off rep like the Pro Bowl?
Well, no. I mean, I think part of it is, you know, maybe Mike, he's not as known as some of these other brand names that we're talking about. But Sale is 11-3 with a 2.7 ERA. He's tied for the league in major leagues with victories. If you're asking me, is he going to finish one or two in the Cy Young, I would absolutely say, yeah, man. There's no doubt. I think Sale came in with something to prove. And then as the season has gone along, would you say he's been our stopper or is it Reynaldo Lopez? Like, when I say that, guys, I'm talking about when we needed a dub, we've been struggling, we're losing a series, and one of these guys is throwing, I feel pretty good. And I haven't looked up the information, Mike, to see whether or not, you know, that has played out this season. But it feels that way. It feels like when we need a great start, Sale or Reynaldo Lopez has been the guy to give us that start, right. And then we ultimately win the game.
And Sale is top six in strikeouts. As you know, as Chris is giving his rep on this one, I mean, yeah, there's no reason why he can't because he really has kind of recaptured. Again, credit to Alex for betting on the come. Remember a lot of folks, oh, you can't trade Grissom. Working out pretty good right now.
Yeah, exactly. Again, but my only concern with this list is you got to have Lopez in the top.
I agree with
He's
you.
He's not top five?
I agree with you.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's completely disrespectful.
Well, again, Bob Nightingale won't say the word Braves, Carl, so...
Yeah, he is. Sale is eighth in ERA, so he is top 10 in all the major categories that you would say, hey, what kind of year is he having? He's having a great year, and we said yesterday, for those who missed it, he is going to pitch tonight, which means he'll probably pitch on Sunday, which means he will pitch right before the All-Star break. He probably will not. You will not see him in the All-Star
game. Fine by me.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as we know what he's accomplished, I don't need to see him throw a BS inning in an All-Star game. All right, so you guys ever sign up for one of these notification systems on your phone, whether it's for movies or concerts or, Mike, maybe even cars or racing, that anytime there's a big event, you get a notification on your phone?
I do.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I have those for the electronic music scene in Atlanta.
Okay. Oomst, and I
get a notification anytime a big artist comes to town. Well, how about the one I got this afternoon, gentlemen? Austin Mills will be accompanied by none other than Bijan Robinson at District Nightclub on July 20th.
District's a nice spot, man.
So how about you tell me that EDM isn't what's popping right now?
No, it is.
Come on, guys.
No, listen, it's got an amazing following worldwide. Listen, Tiesto and all these guys have helped grow this genre of music. That's a nice venue, by the way. We were there a couple of years ago for a Halloween party. It's a nice spot. So when is that going down?
July 20th. Bijan Robinson will take the stage with Austin Mills.
Okay.
So you're saying that Bijan joins Landry Fields as far as high-profile sports figures who love EDM?
Oh, well, when you put it that way, Mike Pell. I may be taking back this entire story. Right? But yeah, I just think that's pretty cool. I might go check it out.
All right. So let me ask you this now. What's the cost to get up in there? Well, what are we talking about? Do you know?
I think it's at least $50, $60.
Okay. All right.
Because now you're not just appealing to electronic music fans.
You
now you're
appealing
to sports fans.
Yeah.
You want to go see their guy in an intimate, unique setting.
Yeah. He'll be in a table upstairs. You guys will look at him. I'm curious, though, to see, you know, how it plays out. Listen, Atlanta gets a lot of this stuff, though, right? I know you were always talking about it.
They get the biggest headlines.
But we did confirm that he's going to be there, because sometimes, you know, not saying these folks are unscrupulous, but in the past, Carl knows from, we've been in the music game before we get on the talk side of it a lot of times, and sometimes it happens here in Atlanta, a club will promote somebody and the celebrity will have no idea that they're using his name, image, likeness, or talking about him being there. This is legit, right?
Well, if Bijan's listening and there's an issue with anything I just said, right, you got the number.
All right, man.
Cassidy, give us a call.
B, you going to be there. He'll be there. All right, that's cool, man.
All right, so one more before we get out of here. The question is, will they, won't they? Another article has come out about the contract progression between Tua and the Dolphins. Reported amicable talks, but not close on a final number. If I set the over-under annual salary for Tua Tagovailoa at $49.5 million, are you taking over or under?
And that would be the same as Goff?
That would be a little bit, bit less than Goff.
Yeah, that's what he's worth. Based on what you and I have had this conversation, the number you and I were watching yesterday on NFL Network, the Dolphins were like 1-5 against teams that were over 500. They won all their games against teams that were under 500 last year. I'm still not sold on that whole thing.
Yeah, I just don't. He's not Goff for me. Goff is a proven entity in the NFL over a decade. Like, and has been to a Super Bowl and should have went to one last year.
Right.
He's not Goff. Numbers-wise, last year he had his best year, and it's the first time he's been healthy. It's my concern. I'm going to go under. I don't think that 49, that's, man, I've said it. The 50 just sounds crazy to me with Tua. But I know, to Mike's point, it is the going rate, and we're seeing guys get it, whether they're deserving or not. I had to say this to a guy the other day as we were talking about the NBA. Here's the reality we got to come to, sports fans. There are going to be more max guys than there are actually max guys. And part of that is because of the money going up and continuing to grow, you're going to have average players. It's just what it is.
Making big money.
Way more than they should. And we just got to come to terms with it. It used to be only the superstars got that kind of money. That's not the case now. Especially in the NBA, Mike. Your 15th guy on the bench could be making $25 million.
Like the pay scale in the NBA is so far out of whack, it's not even funny. But you know, the TV contracts allow the owners to pay this kind of loot just like they do in the NFL. They will at some point have to create, we talked about this last month, a special kind of exemption for one of your players. Like you get like a bird exemption for your high-paid wide receiver, your high-paid quarterback. And that's the only way it's going to be tenable.
Another example today, Cade Cunningham got like almost $300 million.
I know, and what's he done?
He's done nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Scotty Barnes with Toronto gets a max
deal. Talk about Scotty Barnes. He's the best player in the league.
These are good players, man, but they are not.
No.
They are not Michael Jordan and LeBron.
If you don't recognize them when you see the photo of them, you're not one of the greatest players in the league.
But guess what? That's where the quarterback market is.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily matter if you feel like whether Tua has been healthy or not, or whether he's a franchise quarterback. This is what is going to happen. And you're going to have average quarterbacks making a lot of money. It's just where we're at.
All right. With that said, I demand a raise to $49.5 million. Oren hit my music.
Oren took us to inside the club there with that EDM, right? That's good.
I mean, I've learned I don't want to poop on it. If you enjoy it, Chris, you enjoy it. Don't you tell
me that. Oh, very nice, Oren.
Yeah. All this stuff sounds exactly the same to me.
They say that about country.
All of country music sounds exactly the same.
They say it about all forms. Hey, man, coming up, can Alabama be a true playoff contender this year with Jalen Milroe back? Stay there. We're going to talk about that and what else is going on around college football next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.